I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. History begins and ends our broadcast today. From the early church to the United States, God's using past events to inspire today's gospel work. Listen closely to find your place in the story, and we'll begin today with a question. A tale of two plagues? As the coronavirus continues to infect more people in China and other Asian countries, Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries draws parallels to the plague of Cyprian in the 3rd century.
The thing that struck me the most, and now as we sort of see this modern-day plague creeping into our news feed, I'm looking and saying, wow, these Christians in the 3rd and the 4th century went and helped people who were being shut out in the streets by family members who were panicked because of the illness that they were seeing.
Many came to Christ through the fearless testimony of these ancient Christians. And though the coronavirus is not as severe as that plague, Christians today can learn from their example.
I don't think we live in those kind of times where people are going to be shut in the streets and we are, as Christians, are the only ones called to help them. But I think it does give us a time to reflect and think, who am I in a crisis? Who am I when the plague hits? And what does Christ call us to do to love our neighbors as ourselves?
Pray for the safety of Christians in China and other countries that have been affected by the coronavirus. And just as the world witnessed Christians caring for people in the plague of Cyprian, may they see Christians caring fearlessly for those afflicted with coronavirus now. In other news, a 5.0 magnitude earthquake shook Puerto Rico yesterday. Fear keeps more than 4,000 people out on the streets in tent cities as aftershocks continue. The U.S. territory is caught in a series of tremblers that began late December and peaked on January 7th with a 6.8 magnitude quake. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says they're sending hope and encouragement to Puerto Rican families.
The survival needs are already being met. Other people have been responding with that, and that is a good thing. But the one thing they lack was how do we reach out spiritually to kids that are struggling. And I think anytime you rock a child's world, they just want something to comfort them.
A local radio station reached out to Keys with a request for kids' ministry materials. Keys for Kids is responding with $12,000 worth of audio and print resources in English and Spanish.
We just want to provide a tool that can help families in Puerto Rico, just like we're helping provide tools to families here in the United States so that they can not just lead their kids to Christ, but disciple them along the way.
A matching gift doubles every donation to help Keys for Kids send materials to Puerto Rico.
Pray and ask God what He'd have you give to this ministry. There are so many people that need Jesus. And if we take care of this, there are so many other needs that Puerto Rico has. So this is the tip of the iceberg. This is just the beginning, possibly, of being able to reach thousands of kids for Christ.
And there's a general mistrust among Native Americans toward believers and the gospel. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is looking to change that with their Native ministry. The program began just over a year ago when Megan Murdoch-Krischke noticed a need for Native ministry on college campuses. A Native American herself, Krischke wants to pave the way to reach her community.
My dream for my life, my life may not be long enough, is that by the time I die, generally Native communities would find it laughable that they ever considered Jesus the white man's God. Because the reality is he's an ethnic man, a tribal man.
History makes it difficult to reach Native students, though. Many wrongs were committed in the name of religion. InterVarsity's outreach integrates biblical teaching with an approach that honors Native culture.
The church has mistreated Native people and communicated that they're not made in the image of God. So that's just a big threshold. You have to know how to come in a way that honors people, honors First Nations people, and listen to their stories and come as a servant and be willing to give it time.
Take time to learn about the Native tribes of your region. Pray for an atmosphere of trust and that students will be loved and served by this outreach, and ask for strong relationships and responsive communities. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to help keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. If you'd like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively, sign up for our free News Plus delivered every morning. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.